Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Let's get into EB's entertainment page. He's going to regale us with entertainment-related stories from over the weekend. And, of course, they're sponsored.
That's right. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for Miriam, she's the general manager. Of course, you can check them out at BMWFairfax.com. All right, boys, Drabby mentioned it earlier. He ventured out finally, was it on Sunday maybe? I don't know, but over the weekend to see Mission Impossible. I was surprised to see him. I would like a little review here, Drabby, don't go anywhere. Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo,
I don't know how you say it. Lilo and Stitch did $145 million.
Kids movie.
Number one at the box office by far, making less than half of that at $63 million. They must be disappointed. I mean, that's fine. But to only do $63
that's
million.
That's a big number for Lilo.
When Lilo and Stitch did $145 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is Tom freaking Cruise, people.
A little underwhelming.
Maybe people are just kind of tired of it.
I don't know.
There's been 100 of them.
I think people might have some MI fatigue. I mean,
really?
The franchise has been around since the late 90s at
this
point.
Yeah, but it's so great.
But the reviews haven't been great.
That's what I wanted to ask,
Drabby. They've been pretty good.
I need your review, full review, Mission Impossible. I know you were under the influence, and you probably were drugged and everything, but...
Yeah, maybe it was the drugs. Maybe I'm just stupid, which is entirely possible.
Oh, no. You hated it.
No. I liked it. I'm not going to pretend like I understood what the hell was happening, though.
I will say that the last one, is it still about the entity?
The entity?
I don't really understand
the entity.
AI, computer, thinking what you're thinking, and there's so many storylines, that everything's coming at you so many different ways that you can't process what they're saying. It's impossible.
It's not a simple villain.
No.
Yeah, but I never
here's
really
what you're waiting for. Tom Cruise.
To do something.
To get in the submarine and you know, take a shirt off. And or get in the plane and fly around and kill people.
Right.
And does he do that?
Yeah, of course. And that part's awesome. But the storyline, it's just so hard to understand.
So what do you give it? Like, how many hair transplants?
I give it 3.5 hair transplants.
Three and a half out of five?
Yeah.
I think Kevin only gave it a 4.
It's not great. You know what? I'll only see it.
I think
small.
Kevin
said that the exposition, the whole setup, was like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Which was explaining
that word
everything.
Before the exposition.
Well, it's just explaining everything.
I mean, I understand from
context,
because
they had to explain the previous one that was butt confusing.
Yeah,
right. Because
well, 3.5 out of five. That's not good.
No,
that's like
a
C.
But it's good.
It's entertaining.
I guess you're entertained.
At
maybe
no
for
point
half
I was
of it.
Bored. At no point I was bored. When I went to the bathroom, I sprinted and ran back.
You didn't want to miss anything.
I didn't want to miss anything.
You sprinted even with your hair. Your head was pointing.
Right. So I had a good time. I just don't really understand it.
Did you go by yourself?
I went by myself.
Did you have more Sour Patch Kids at the theater you had them during the transplant?
Nope.
I think you're right, though, EB. I think that's a little bit of a disappointing figure. Like, I would have guessed 100 million.
Yeah, it's got to do at least 100 million opening if it's...
Now, Lilo and Stitch, they're big.
I don't know anything about them. I've heard of them.
Who is Lilo and who is Stitch?
Yeah, what do they do?
What are they?
Lilo's a person and one's like an alien.
One's a little girl.
Stitch is the alien. Lilo's the little girl.
Yeah, it's a blue alien. You see a lot of the, I guess, Stitch dolls out and about.
Yeah. All right.
What a scam. Final Destination. That in its second week did 19. Who's in that one, Cakes?
Couldn't tell you.
They never really have million. Big names in Final Destination.
No. I've seen every iteration. I'm not proud of it. But
so
I've
are
seen
you going to see this one?
Eventually.
That's
but
why
I
Cakes
seen...
doesn't like to drive behind tractor trailers that have lumber.
Yeah, like a logging truck. If there's a logging truck out on the road, I will get as many lanes away from that as possible. Because everybody knows that's the opening scene in the second Final Destination.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the original.
Final Destination.
But the original
event.
Final Destination, remember, they're going on a high school class trip to Paris, I believe.
And a couple people have the vision.
Seven or eight of them get off the flight before it explodes on takeoff. And then, of course, death hunts them down throughout the movie.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's Final Destination in a nutshell.
Looks like The Accountant, too. It's about damn near out of theaters.
That's a whiff.
I'm not going to say
it. It did $1.9 million. So far, it's made $63 million in 5 weeks.
So in 5 weeks, it equaled what Mission Impossible did
exactly.
in the opening weekend.
Almost to the dollar. Wild.
Do you think Tom Cruise... All right, so he still looks great.
Yeah.
But he's kind of... And I know that they extend it, but he's kind of aging out of action movies.
Although
right?
he claims he wants to do them until he's like 90.
I thought this was the last one.
It's the last Mission Impossible.
I think he means other action, like.
But he says he wants to do action movies into his 80s and 90s.
That's fine. I guess you can still do it like Stallone and those people.
He said Harrison Ford.
But whatever the public still want to see.
What action movies he do? I guess he did Indiana Jones. I guess.
That's what
he see it.
Yeah, like, do you want to see Tom Cruise doing stunts when he's 85?
No, but
maybe.
Here's what I'm thinking. Like, I think Tom Cruise. If you go back to Born on the Fourth of July, he's an amazing actor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's going to go back to doing roles like that, which are much more subtle?
I think he's always going to push the envelope.
Like a drama or a suspense.
Yes. I'm sure he'll do some of that, but he's going to push
the
envelope.
He was awesome at that. Or even, The Firm wasn't in it. You love The Firm? That's not an action movie.
Yeah, but he's an adrenaline junkie. And this is an excuse to do some of that stuff. I don't think that's going to go
away. I think early in his career, he might have been chasing an Academy Award. I think he was nominated 3 times, never won.
Right.
So, there are certain roles, you're not going to win an Academy Award doing Mission Impossible.
I would like for him to do another courtroom drama, though. That would be very cool.
It'd be great.
He won't ever do it, probably.
He might. But he's always going to be an adrenaline junkie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I still see him do it. Maybe... it's more of like a pilot action. You know what I mean? Like less running.
For a while, he's done all that stuff. Like he did Reacher. He's done Mission Impossible.
I like Reacher.
He did one with Cameron Diaz.
But Reacher was kind of action because he's beating up everybody.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're action.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time he just did a drama. He might have.
Speaking of action, Cakes, J-Lo got some action apparently at the American Music Awards. She opened her performance. And she apparently made out with a dude and a female on the stage. Some people were saying it was embarrassing.
She's getting saucy.
I didn't see it.
She was having a freak off.
she said, she addressed the crowd saying, I had to kick things off by turning it up to the biggest songs of the year, dancing my heart out for all of you. I guess in the middle of that, she made out with a dude and she made out with a chick. So, I don't know. Make of it what you will. That was kind of like... earth-shattering 20-some years ago, right? Or like when Britney would do that or Madonna would do that. I think in 2025, it's kind of old hat, right? Diddy's still in the news. He's still going through his trial, Jason. They say he spent his Memorial Day behind bars, ringing in the long weekend with basketball and barbecue chicken cakes instead of Ciroc and yacht parties, which is what he usually enjoys.
Here's my question. I've followed it a little bit, and there's some other rapper that was on there, and he's telling these stories.
Kid Cudi.
Yeah, but they seem like they have nothing to do with racketeering and the charges.
I think he's going to get off. I really think he's going to get off.
Who cares? I think one story is about a car bomb or something like that.
Yeah, Kid Cudi told the
jury.
What
does that have to do with the charges?
Maybe him just being a dangerous guy.
just doesn't seem relevant.
I don't know.
It's a permissive judge letting it in just to make him look bad.
So Cassie, of course, she was on the stand for a couple days. She talked about the escorts and the stuff that they would do to her. His longtime assistant is expected to testify this week, I guess. Capricorn Clark.
I think I'm with you, Valdez.
Sure, it's his real name.
I'm not certainly keeping close tabs on it, but I think you're right. He might be found innocent because it seems a lot of stuff is just noise.
They're stipulating to
the just trying to make him look bad, like a bad person. Okay, he's a bad person.
Yeah, but, yeah, I was going to say that's a
what's
fact.
What's the illegal act?
Well, they were claiming it was involved in sex trafficking, essentially.
But
right?
Where have they been proving that?
Well, you're not following it. I mean, if you were in the courtroom, you would have the answers.
Well, every story he brings up has nothing to do with the sex trafficking or racketeering.
But he's touching on 1% of the trial.
I'm just reading the salacious details.
Everything I read is just a detail of how he's a bad guy. And yes. You don't go to jail for being a bad guy.
Yeah, like even Cassie, who I think
right,
to be one of the lead witnesses for the prosecutors, she's saying he just wanted her to get in these freak-offs. Well, how is that sex trafficking?
Yeah.
You don't
well, because he said he would because she said he would beat her up and give her drugs okay, and but drug her up. I mean, come on.
The beating up, he's not being arrested for domestic violence.
I know, but it's part of it.
It's not part of it.
No, but I think it is. I think if you're beating her up or forcing her physically to do some of these things, like the freak offs, then you could prove that he could be found guilty.
But I think
that.
Their defense was that she was a willing participant.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what the prosecution's
and
trying
they
to counter.
Like text messages where she said, "I'm always up for a freak off," you know, that kind of stuff.
And then you don't go to jail for hiring the Punisher to pummel your girl,
right? You just wanted to say that,
right, Drab?
he was the Punisher. We saw it live on video.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's not part of this case.
Okay, but. It shows you what kind of person he is. He's probably guilty of a lot of things.
That's my point. I think they're letting in all this stuff. They're just painting him out to be a bad guy, not proving the elements of the case.
Yeah, you might be onto something. I have no idea. Seems reasonable to me.
But again, we'll I'm mostly learning this from EB's Entertainment page. Exactly.
Just send him to jail for bad music for 25 years.
That's good enough for you, Kix?
That's plenty for me.
That I disagree with, because he has many bangers.
I would lock him up and throw away the key for his musical catalog.
Well, a musical catalog.
Sleep on All About the Benjamins.
A musical catalog you wouldn't do that to is Billy Joel's.
And no,
unfortunately,
not.
He's had to cancel the rest of his concert on his itinerary, something like
seven,
17 shows booked in stadiums across North America due to a recent diagnosis of normal pressure hydrocephalus.
NPH.
Which apparently is like a leaking of your spinal fluid or something in your brain, something like that.
Shorty leaking.
It's a brain disorder.
That sounds terrible.
Where excess cerebrospinal fluid accumulates in the brain's ventricles.
Yeah, it affects your balance or your speech. It affects your memory. Right. Like, I might have it for that.
They say the symptoms of NPH look very much like those of dementia. But fortunately, NPH is sometimes reversible. We could all hope.
They said it's curable if you catch it early, and apparently they did.
His last concert was February 22nd at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Near the end of the show, he fell flat on his back after throwing his microphone stand to a crew member. But he quickly stood up and finished the set. So, who knows? Hopefully, that can get taken care of. One of the great musicians.
How old's Billy?
72 or 73, I think.
He's up there.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Some might be even older than that.
You depressed me, though, when you showed me that he was like 5'6 or something. I didn't know it was that.
What do you carry?
What does that depress you for?
That's how he's born.
That's depressing.
He is 76.
Oh. Yeah. Speaking of aging, Duck Dynasty, their founding father, Phil Robertson, passed away, Cakes, at 79.
So he had Phil dementia Robertson, too, right?
The bearded patriarch of A&E's Duck Dynasty has died. He was 79. So I never watched that show. I'm assuming it's all about like carving out those little ducks for hunting. Is that what it was about? Like,
well, didn't they make a bunch of money like with the duck calls?
Oh,
like,
it's a duck call? I have no idea. Never watched it once.
I mean, I probably watched 3 episodes back in the day, but I think
and they're just
those
like,
hillbillies just made millions.
They were duck calls. They weren't the ducks. They weren't making the ducks.
I don't think they were making decoys. I think it was the duck calls that they made a bunch of money with.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Did you know that before they got into the hunting business, Phil Robertson played football at Louisiana Tech?
Did not know that.
He was the starting quarterback for 16 games, 1966 and 1967. Do you know who he handed the starting quarterback job to?
Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Bradshaw.
Look at that. I know my La Tech Bulldogs.
Look at that.
I know that history.
Good job, Cakes.
Thank you.
So there you go. I entertained you.
You did entertain us. Always. Thank you for doing
I'm like undefeated.
That. Don't forget, you can always text the Junks on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. We'll be right back.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.